Ten Yamitators, episode 355 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I'm your host, Doug Culp. We're gonna get some voting happening. So I just voted for Los Angeles Community College District member of the Board of Trustees. And now time for another one of those. One of those. Let's see here. Changed up my strategy. Whew. Sorry about all the quiet. I want the episode to be about me voting, but not like out and out, like this is what I voted for this thing, and this is what I voted for this thing. But the last episode, I did all the propositions and what I thought about them. So that's out there. Let's see. Another board of trustees, community college district. What the fuck? There's like a bunch of these seats. I guess it's election time for them. So I will say there's certain people on this ballot where like the description says a little blurb about the person, and at a glance sometimes you can be like, all right, this person's a probably better choice than all these other people. Just sucks that there's no, like, of all of the mailers that I got, none of them had anything on these folks who are running for the Board of Trustees, Los Angeles Community College District. Going with my gut. Going with my gut. Then I'm sitting on my butt. Shit, fuck. Shit, fuck. Right in. Just kidding. Right in for these positions. I wasn't even sure we're up for grabs this time. Okay. We you got? Member of the State Assembly, 43rd District. Samesies, 28th District. What if Samesies made its way into court? Court litigation, I mean. We find the defendant not guilty, Your Honor. Samesies. Clunk. I don't know why I just looked up at the screen. There's no way I can. I don't. There we go. Whoops. I don't think that there's a way for me to broadcast this to YouTube Live, but my license. I'm recording this on Zoom, by the way, you imitators. My Zoom license allows it. Oh, share? No. That was like to share to the meeting. And there is no meeting, it's just me. I'm meeting with the Yamitators who are out there. Presumably. Supposedly. Okay, so we got this initiative that I was just looking at earlier and decided on the simple ballot. Simple ballot. But this is my actual ballot. Mail-in ballot. District Attorney. That's an important. Position. Me see right here. Real quick. Oh, no. We got RR. We got J. We got Silent Bob. Okay. That's all I needed. Was pretty sure, but just had to look real quick at this reference thing from before. I was reading it earlier, and after this, I won't read it anymore. Two of six. Damn. Won't read it. Sneaked that past me, huh? Shit. Yeah, measure J, measure J. I already know how I feel about measure J. Ballot down. tells me nothing about the people I will be voting for. Sample ballot tells me nothing about the people I will be voting for. That's pretty dangerous. I have to do my research, but it's about time that I get this vote in. I'm going with my better judgment. Let's fuck some shit up this year, huh? Pause for a second. And when I say pause, I mean I'm gonna get some shit so that I can look up some shit. Because this is okay. Official ballot. It's like vote on this Superior Court judge, this Superior Court judge, this Superior Court judge. And I've never seen these names before. So if I just go, this person, then it could be some Republican fucking anti-masker, COVID denier and climate change denier. And all because I was too lazy to look it up. I was like, I'm going with my gut. And then I'm like, your gut is hungry, but your gut isn't also smart. I just did a camera take to no one, because no one's ever going to see this video. Okay, cool. I'm in. Oh, fuck. Damn it. Oh, okay. That should work. I don't think it's going to interrupt the recording, but it is going to pull on some notifications for a minute. Let me see how much I can Google before that happens. Uh-oh. It's going to be a flood of notifications because I haven't turned this device on with the internet for a little while. And I also know that because I'm not able to look up the thing I need to look up. Why can't I blast this to YouTube live? Maybe I have to figure that out in my settings on the website, not just in the device. Come on, man. Let me Google shit. There we go. Okay. yeah, these appointments are for Superior Court judges. Really important. Stuff. Really important. What's the word I was looking for? Stuff. Yeah. Uh-oh, here come the notifications. Like I said, there would be notifications for you and me. It's voting time, 2020. Voting on the ballot. You're voting on the ballot. It's voting time, 2020. We gotta get that monster out of the White House. Shit, what? Nonpartisan. Oh. Shit. Well, they're all nonpartisan. For judges, they have to be, or they have to claim to be, right? They're agnostic. I'm cool with that. All right. It's voting time, 2020. That's what I'm gonna do. There's an easier Google I wasn't choosing. I wish it wouldn't do that. Now let's look up. So I think I have my answer for this next person. Maybe I don't. Song, it's the voting song, and I'll sing it long when I color in a circle. Max. Fucking quit, man. Fuck. It's just old shit I already know about. All of it. There's a clear all function, and if the notifications are still coming in and you try and clear all and another notification comes in, guess what? You just tapped on the notification. Fuck. Then you have to deal with that. All right, here's where I was going. Here is where I've been. Ballotpedia. All right. It's my first time using it. Not bad. It's like Wikipedia, but for voting. But for your voting ballot. Shit. Shit. Fuck. Fuck off. God damn it. Should I just turn vibrate off? That would actually save battery, probably. God damn it! I did the thing that I just talked about! All discombobulated now. Fuck you, man. Fuck. Notification! No! Hey! Hey, notification! Hey! Oh, do not disturb. There we go. It's not gonna vibrate anymore. It's not gonna vibrate anymore. What the fuck? Okay. What? What else? Fuck. Okay, something's not loading. Something's being bullshit. More damn ass stupid fucking notifications. Ooh. Shit. Let me just think my thoughts. All right. Sorry you had to witness all that. Scott Yang. Fuck, man. Okay. Democratic. It shouldn't be that hard to find out. Someone's political party. It's really, really fucking stupid. It should come up in one of those little bubbles. You know how when you're starting to Google something, it'll try and finish the thought for you. And if it's like a movie or something, then it has a little picture of the movie and like when it came out or something. Same with a music album. Should do the same thing with a politician and be like, this person, this political party. This is what their job is. Yay on Jay. And I said I wasn't gonna talk about what I'm voting for or who I'm voting for, but I didn't say anything about what I'm voting for. Community alternatives. This measure could be huge if it goes through. Like, it truly sounds like they're thinking about rethinking the way they've been policing. I'm not gonna jinx it by saying that's what's going on. Fucking God damn it. Is anyone else out here in the fucking Yamitators world do this? You don't have to answer me, because no one ever answers when I ask the listeners, but anyone else set up moments in your life that, like, you know, could be precarious later, but you just decide to be like, it's fine, I'll fucking deal with that if it comes to that. And then it always comes to that. And there's never much surprise, but always disappointment in myself. Because I'm like, hey, fucking idiot, remember when you had that choice to put that thing somewhere else so it didn't fall, but you decided to put it there and then it fell? Remember? It was all you. Anyone else do that? Could be even something simple like stacking clothes in your room and then the stack falls and then you put the clothes back on the pile and then you leave the room and shut the door and then it falls again. And, you know. Regular shit where you're like, this is a very regular problem for me, but maybe not everyone can relate. So that was a pretty good way to ask, I think. At Yamitat on Twitter, yamitatpodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up. Maybe I'll talk about your precarious nature on the podcast. Alrighty. Just rolling on through now because I already decided on these measures. Did my fucking homework. And if you listened to last week's episode, you already know what I'm voting for on these measures. I'm on measure 17 right now. Wow. That is not the right way to attract customers. I'm telling you. Like, if you have a horn like that, you should just go, but this motherfucker. Does like 20 honks in a row. I think I've talked about maybe this same vendor on the podcast before. Shout out in the comments if I have. Like and subscribe. Okay. On to 18. Like and subscribe. I'm also doing this right now. It's Thursday. It's 4 o'clock. It's around four. I'm doing this right now because, oh, ow. Oh, my neck hurts so fucking bad right now. Because I mean, at this time of day, anyway. Because I have plenty of sunlight still, and I don't have to use an artificial light and give myself away or draw attention to myself, rather. I think pretty much everyone in this general vicinity knows that I'm here now. Much like the fucking street vendor who doesn't know when to shut that horn up. I keep private, but I'm not that hidden on the street because I'm living in my vehicle. If you could see this video, you'd be like, yeah, there's clearly something going on here. Sitting on my bench. Man, people drive like fucking crazy on these little roads. On these little roads. Such a fucking crazy ballot measure, 20? God damn, fuck you. I bet whoever wrote that measure is like rich, like fucking rich as fuck. And loves the police, like fucking loves the police. I hate the police. Fuck the police. That's an idea. It's just fucking wrong. It's just stupid. Right. 21. Some of these I had to read over and over again, or just read more and more about the measures, because the way they word them for the for and against, it's usually pretty like on the line, and so you have to just be like, wait, how do I feel about this personally? Now 22. Now on 22, which I already said in the episode last week, 22 is a last-ditch effort from Uber, Lyft, and like Postmates and all those companies where it's like just download the app and you're your own boss. 22 is like, if you vote yes, then we will not have to call our driver's employees, but they will remain private subcontractors. And I'm like, oh, right. The fucking loophole of all loopholes that makes that job a living fucking hell. No, 22. Sorry. Oh, 23. It's gonna be a yes. It's dialysis. It's a yes. Time to clean up those fucking dialysis places. It's that time. Christmas time of year. Yes, on 23. Yes, on 23. Wow, what if, man, what if? Gonna say, what if Bernie Sanders was on the ballot this time? Man, that would be fucking awesome. Because he would strike down this fucking dumbass, that demagogue who is in there right now. Twenty-four. So yeah, when you're voting, I mean, stay informed. Know what you're voting on and who you're voting for. At the very, very, very least, if you're voting for this person or this person, just find out which political party they're with. And then from that, you should be able to suss out if they're probably with what you like or not. 25. It's that time. Christmas time of year. I recently watched The Thing, the prequel to The Thing. And prequel? Very good. But watch the original one first, and then watch the prequel. It is critical. Crucial. It's not critical. It's crucial that you watch the first one with Wilford Brimley and Kurt Russell, and then watch the prequel with Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Peace and freedom, American Independent, Green Party. Oh, goddamn, we need ranked voting so fucking bad. Okay. Joseph R. Biden, Kamala D. Harris. Vote. Voting, 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 voted, voted. Where's my I voted sticker? Gotta fold this shit up and mail it out. I'm probably gonna drop it at one of those official ballot drop places. I also have to sign the envelope. Sign, right? Yeah. Sign here, do not print. Put the date on top of those letters, I guess. Fucking God damn, that's annoying. Oh. Yep. Excuse me. Okay, we got J. We got seats. Just trying to put it back together how it was. This page intentionally left blank. Shouldn't have done that because I drew all over it. Idiots. I didn't. Sure, that would invalidate my ballot somehow. Invalidate? Ballot date? Ballot date? Ballot date? What in the fuck? Shoot. I wish I could see how long this has been going. Why can't I? Because Zoom, that's why. Will it go in the envelope like this? Will it go in the envelope like this? It's just so they know that it's... I mean, not like you can see anything that I've loaded. There's holes in the envelope. I wonder if it's always been that. Wonder if it's always been that. Holes. Huh?
No.
Voter, sign here. Do not print. All right. So I have to sign this, date it, put my address. Here. It's a really good signature. It's not that sloppy, but it's kind of sloppy. You don't want it to be too exact, otherwise people can copy your shit. And it looks like most of my signatures. I put today's date? Is that what the date thing is here for? Look at the time. It's 4:20. Yeah, I put today's date. It's too... It's too late for it to get sent out today, but I should date it when I did it. I think that's the move. Fucking hate those letters just getting all up in my fucking face. When you put the letters above the dateline thing. Stupid idiot. Whoever's in charge of this thing at the Fed. Get it together. Get your shit together. Hope this thing works. Sorry, that was a lot of silence in the episode, huh? Got real serious. Do I mail this back to I don't think so. Ballot box or vote center. Sign, date, seal, return the envelope. Use a damp sponge or cloth to seal your envelope. I never do that. I'm just gonna lick it like I usually do. Damp sponge. Okay. Oh, hell yeah. Okay, this is Democracy in Action. You watching? You listening? Did I make a mistake? Did I put my ballot in this envelope? Did I sign and date the return envelope? Yep. No mistakes here. Alrighty. Seal that up. Nice and glued. No postage necessary if mailed in the United States. Well, fuck yes. What if the date it was asking for on the envelope was like, no, it's supposed to be your birth date. I'm like, no! Invalid. Invalid submission. Goodbye. End of line. End of line. Okay, I think that's the episode. This has been this has been You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp and Vote 2020.